We're talking about pauses, and we've spoken over the last couple of 3 weeks about all the advantages of pauses, but there are some problems with pauses as well, and that's the topic of today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. In commercial voiceovers, the pauses are often edited out to leave a word wall of sound. I was once asked to record a daily podcast for a famous media, in fact, an infamous media company, come to think of it, who were really big in the podcast world news over the course of 2021. Now, they loved my voice. They loved my presentation style, but they had one request. Could I please go back and edit out all of my breaths from the recording? Because people don't want to hear breaths. Very odd. Removing breaths disrupts the natural rhythm of your script and therefore interferes with our understanding of the content, but it's done to cram more information into the time allowed. Granted, people don't want to hear big gulps or suck in breaths, but they are a normal part of speech that we hear live every day. And of course, we naturally take a breath in ad-libbed speech, certainly, where it makes sense in a thought block. And therefore, that creates a pause which the listener considers natural. And pauses are pertinent in an ad read for reasons mentioned before. They can help draw attention to keywords or phrases, such as a feeling, the product suggests, the name of the business, the strapline, or the special offer. Alternatively, some radio and podcast presenters edit pauses into their show to add suspense, and for some of the other reasons that we've spoken about over the last several weeks. So, are you going to take out all of your pauses, or are you going to add more pauses in? I would suggest that you follow my advice from the last few episodes and just use pauses naturally. Now you understand what they mean and how you can use them to better effect. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.